Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Just a little kind of quick and dirty podcast this morning. You would think that the presidential campaign and certainly the interminable primary campaigns would have provided more than enough fodder for someone who's interested in animal behavior like I am. And in fact, it has, but much of it has just been so depressing that I really haven't felt inclined to share it. But then several people have asked me about this, and so I thought, well, okay, I will just briefly address this. Why do I think it's so depressing in terms of ethology or animal behavior? The reason for that is because in animal behavior, the most successful animals, the ones who rise to the top, the ones who become the alphas, the ones who become the parents, the ones who get their genes in the gene pool, are those who are able to get the job done using the least amount of energy. And when I look at the amount of energy, money, and time that has gone into the primaries and now into the presidential election, I realize that what we have here, competing with each other, are a group of people who, had they belonged to any other species but the human species, would have been eliminated from the gene pool. I don't know about you, but I don't find that particularly reassuring. I can rationalize it, saying it is understandable, because we are, after all, the most domesticated species, and therefore the most behaviorally and physiologically immature species. And youngsters of all species are extremely wasteful, because they can be, because there's always some grown-up around to take up the slack. They're also very, very noisy. Have you noticed that about politicians? I'm always amazed when I hear politicians talk. You know, we live in an era of the most sophisticated electronic equipment. We have microphones that can pick up sounds, oh, I don't know, I'm not into the spy game. I would assume maybe as much as a mile away, maybe much, much more. And yet, these individuals who are running for office, you put them in front of a microphone, and they yell. They yell, and then they get laryngitis, and then we're supposed to feel sorry for them. I don't understand it. It's just so, you know, when I hear them vocalizing like that, all I can think of are those Russian farm fox experiments. That one of the things happened that goes along with domestication is increased vocalization. The more immature, the noisier. Ah, yes. So it's hard for me. Does it mean I won't vote? No, I'll vote. Best of the bad lot, probably as usual. But it is disheartening. I wouldn't mind if we didn't position ourselves as superior. But during this election, a recurring thought for me has been something that was said by naturalist Honoré de Fabre, back in the 1800s somewhere. He said that the world will long be dead. Excuse me. The world will long be dead and mankind long forgotten before we ever learn all that the gnat has to teach us. Oh, that we had more naturalists in politics and fewer politicians.
You You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.